We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pony and Mueller presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. On a football Friday, Doran Dickerson for 2 hours. We'll get a Texans insider with us in a few minutes. Ed Bouchette at 5, but... still feeling like we need to react to the Hornquist trade now that we've heard from Jim Rutherford, and hearing him there get put on the spot by a reporter and have to say, oh, wait, we didn't save any money in this deal. I am someone who likes this deal, Chris Mueller, but I don't really like hearing the general manager have to very quickly retract a statement about the cap savings in this trade. That's one of those little things that, you know, if you do have any kind of questions or concerns about the general manager, the fact that he had to quickly change his take on that, like mid-answer, is not my favorite thing in the world.
Doesn't really surprise me, given that he's always been a shoot first, ask questions later GM, which has largely served him well. I mean, I say that kind of laughing, but it's served him pretty well for the most part here, certainly to get them back-to-back cups. But yeah, it makes you wonder how closely he was reading the fine print. I don't really hate the trade either.
Is it growing on you?
The trade, though, here's why I don't hate it. It's because, now granted, they just fired all their coaches, but they brought back in Todd Reirden, who's apparently the defenseman whisperer, and especially the Letang whisperer. I can see in their recent past a similar example to what Matheson is supposed to be, specifically. Like, he's the guy I'm focusing on here. I saw Justin Schultz become an invaluable contributor to back-to-back cup teams. And Justin Schultz, the book on him was what? Talented offensive defenseman, but man, in Edmonton, what a trash fire that place is. It ruined him. I see Matheson, elite skater, makes inexplicable mistakes, but it sounds like he's a correctable player, and I have seen them correct these players. So on that level, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I do, however, if I have some pause about this, Hornquist was getting phased out of the power play gradually, and he wasn't a top six forward, but who's the guy who's standing in front of the net providing them with that presence from now on? Because they're absolutely Gensel's like as big as Happy Gilmore's caddy.
Yeah, but he's still good at it. I mean,
I think you got to have a big body there. I think that might be unfair.
My microphone just fell off here. Holy smokes.
I think, what are you, Zeiss?
I've never seen anything like this. I am now holding my microphone in my hand.
Well, I don't think Jake Gensel, as great as he is, as talented as he is a guy that's going to... do you want me to just stop here for a second?
No, please go.
So we can do mic talk. I don't think
Kale's taking a picture of it. Hi, Kale.
Physically, you want to see taking that pounding game in and game out, right? Like, it isn't just about is Jake Gensel good at that role. It's a guy that's charitably listed at, what, 5'11", maybe 5'10", 175. Is he going to hold up to the rigors of a full season physically? He's extremely valuable to them independent of the power play.
But like, he hasn't gotten hurt in front of the net. The injuries have happened in plays that aren't him on a power play,
but if you're not
trying
as
to deflect
sturdy,
shots in or screen the goaltender.
But if you're not as sturdy, you can still get not pushed around easier so much, but I think you can be put in vulnerable spots more often because hockey players certainly go for that.
I guess, but how important,
so valuable
like,
to this team that I don't want him getting hurt if he's getting abused in front of the net or suffering one of those hockey injuries, right? Where guys don't say that they're hurt, but everyone wonders mysteriously why they start playing like crap, and then you find out, like, oh, They've been playing with their, you know, a fractured ulna.
So your
for
biggest
about
problem
weeks.
Is that you think that they lose their screener.
Well, I just don't know who
on the power play.
They lose a guy who was very rugged and gave them an identity on the ice too. I don't care about this nonsense off the ice where they all loved him and all of them loved Hagelin and they all had a cry session after Hagelin got traded. I care that they lost some parts of their identity on the ice.
Well, their biggest identity, according to Sullivan, is that they need to play fast and play a transition game. That's a bigger identity to me than just having a pugnacious net front guy who is a maniac. I'd rather have them complete the speed game and live up to that, and Matheson helps them in that way, at least in theory he does. Who is that guy for the Lightning? Who's the Patrick Hornquist on that team? I don't think it's necessary to just have a really mean, tough net front guy on your roster to win Stanley Cups. It doesn't have to be one clear-cut role in winning.
Wouldn't you argue that the Lightning are the one team that probably matches or exceeds the Penguins in terms of just pure, insane offensive firepower? Like, that does – that. Yes, that can absolutely – you can win without the Hornquist-type guy, but you typically have to have just absolutely pyrotechnic players all over the ice on your power play. They also have a guy in Hedman that can just launch bombs from the point and seemingly run it better than Letang could. I don't know. The whole thing with Matheson and the speed thing I wanted to address here because, yeah, in theory it helps you play the Mike Sullivan style of game, no question, but right now it's only a theory. Like, I think we're projecting that, and I'm projecting some of my optimism based on the idea that they could turn him around, but we don't know if they will. It was far from a certainty that Justin Schultz was going to turn into what he turned into here when he got here. It was an afterthought move.
What isn't theoretical, though, was the diminished role that we watched Hornquist sink to on this team. And the biggest example of him playing a reduced role and falling out of favor with the coach and probably the team's best player, Sidney Crosby, is how he was used in the Montreal series. If he really is a guy that in his early to mid-30s has a big role or a big responsibility or a big say in what the Penguins are trying to do, why is he on a third line and not playing with Sidney Crosby? Because Sullivan didn't want to play him there, and I don't think Sid wanted to play with him either. So, okay, now he's a $5 million-plus third-line guy that, you know, maybe half the time is playing on your first power play unit. And, oh, by the way, he's 34 going on like 40. I mean, what to me is up for discussion is not should they have traded Patrick Hornquist. It's did they get the right return? That, to me, is the real debatable thing. The timing of trading Patrick Hornquist, I have no problem with, Chris. There should be very few sacred cows on a team that just lost in a play-in round to Montreal. Like, that team should be making moves that floor people, that shock people. You know, and not just getting rid of assistant coaches, like getting rid of guys like they did with James Neal. I mean,
I know you're not setting them up, though. I think if anyone is trying to construe these trades as how does this like long term make the Penguins better, that's the wrong way to look at anything. This is getting towards the end of the road here.
That was Kale.
What's going on, dude?
Kale, you want to take responsibility for that one?
Yeah, my bad.
Great. It's not about like setting them up for the long term here. I do think people maybe need to realize the end is near for this team as a serious contender, if it's not already here, and any and all deals should be evaluated through the prism of, do they make them better for about the next 2 years, or can they make them better?
Well, that's why I think fortune favors the bold here. I think to just sit around and ask for the same core to come back next year and keep your fingers crossed that better results are on the way is stupid. Like the GM should, and he loves doing it. He's the perfect guy for it. He loves having these types of, you know, for sale sign moments where everything and anything, with very rare exception, is available and on the move. Like, he is the right guy in terms of the attitude or the personality to make trades like that, moves that I think an organization needs.
But is he the right guy to actually make, like, he has the right attitude. It's like saying Matheson has the right set of skills to be good here. Whether or not he'll actually be good, i.e. whether or not Rutherford is continuing to make the right bold moves, is up for debate.
You know what will, I think, go a long way in proving that? Jack Johnson's future. It reminds me of the Steelers' decision, to a far lesser extent, but I think it's analogous a little bit, to cutting Ryan Switzer. It's like everybody thought the Steelers, and especially their quarterback, had a preference for a rotten wide receiver. And then cut down day came, and he was gone. That showed a lot to me about not playing favorites and, you know, picking the best players on the team and not always falling back on platitudes about chemistry and rapport and, you know, all of that crap. And so
the problem with that was all perceived as the player in, like, another player.
Well, Sidney Crosby's relationship with Jack Johnson. I know what Yoey wrote today. I still refuse to believe it. And I love Josh and trust him.
I still refuse to believe that
Sidney Crosby had no part in Jack Johnson signing here.
Okay, but you're not getting to the other point here. Maybe he did. Maybe there was some small bit of influence there. But unlike Ryan Switzer's situation, Kevin Colbert sure as hell didn't draft him, and he watched him torch Pitt, so he could have when he was at North Carolina. Jim Rutherford drafted Jack Johnson. Like, the Occam's razor here, you know, simplest explanation is the best. Yeah, Crosby might be best buddies with him, but the GM drafted him and probably has always been infatuated with him because he never actually played for him until now.
Coming up, Steelers and Texans Sunday. Will the Steelers pass rush knock another quarterback out of the game? When you look at the pressures the Texans have allowed and what the Steelers are doing defensively, there's a chance, a good chance. Can Deshaun Watson come in here and pull the upset? We got a Texans insider who's going to join us next. It's the PM team on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.